With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Ohio's Republican governor has vetoed legislation that would have barred sex change operations and hormone treatments for minors. Governor Mike DeWine tells the Ohio Channel the bill essentially claims the state knows better than a child's parents.
While there are rare times in the law, in other circumstances, where the state overrules the medical decisions made by the parents, I can think of no example where this is done, where it is not only against the decision of the parents, but also against the medical judgment of the treating physician and against the judgment of the treating team of medical experts.
At the same time, DeWine says he's ordering steps be taken to prohibit gender-related surgical interventions before age 18. The GOP-dominated legislature is considering a veto override. Russia has unleashed what's maybe one of the biggest aerial barrages against Ukraine, killing several people, according to Ukraine's president. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claimed that Russia launched about 110 missiles overnight throughout Ukraine. Many of the drones were shot down by Ukraine's defense systems. In Boyarka, a suburb around 12 miles southwest of Kyiv, firefighters tackled a fire caused by one downed drone. In Odessa, footage filmed by the State Emergency Service of Ukraine showed emergency workers helping residents leave a residential building in the port city. On social media platform X, formerly Twitter, Zelensky wrote, "Today Russia used nearly every type of weapon in its arsenal." I'm Karen Chamas.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 20 points, the Nasdaq dropped 83, the S&P lower by 13, oil dropped to $71.65 a barrel. This is SRN News. The persecution of Christians around the world increased in 2023, and most experts think it'll happen again in the new year. But Jeff King of International Christian Concern says there's a silver lining.
The more they try to strangle the church, all they do is they're sharpening the blade. They create a more potent church that spreads, and that eventually, just like you see in the days of Rome, that eventually hollows out the kingdom and takes it over.
And he's seen this process up close.
One of the strongest churches I've been to nationally is Cuba. And all the decades of oppression and the murder of the pastors, it did nothing but to sharpen the church and to make it such an incredible force for God. That's the hidden story, I think, in all of persecution.
Many embattled Christians in foreign lands tell Americans not to pray for an end to the persecution, but rather that they can remain faithful through it. More at persecution.org. This is SRN News. The U.S. military has launched its secret space plane on another mission that's expected to last at least a couple of years.
Known as the X-37B, the mini space shuttle blasted off from NASA's Kennedy Space Center Thursday aboard a SpaceX rocket. The Space Force's reusable robotic craft is only carrying classified experiments, no humans on board. It's the seventh flight since its debut in 2010. Altogether, the program's logged more than a decade in orbit, the last mission lasting 2.5 years. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum has declared a statewide emergency because of an ice storm that felled power poles and lines, leaving more than 20,000 without power. Burgum will ask President Biden to declare a disaster so the state can receive federal aid. The ice storm that struck this week also shut down segments of interstate highways in the state. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.